Okay. Our interest is on the orbital period changes of binaries, interacting binaries. We were collecting evidences on the unseen companions of interacting binaries since 1980s. In those days, no one was believing in this. But now it turns out to be reality that most binaries have additional components around. We have 8 posters outside containing about 15 new additional components around different binaries. In the present work, I will concentrate on the secular orbital period changes. We considered systems with the most reliable data, detached binaries. The numbers are quoted in the end here. 118 systems, 179 systems, different subgroups were considered. We did some data analysis, stellar population and moving group analysis were carried out, and only the thin disk population were considered, etc. Here the absolute parameters and kinematical properties were listed for different subgroups, and the mean parameters were listed together with the standard deviations, etc. Those different subgroups are here. The mean values were listed in this summary table. You see, there is strong correlation between the orbital angular momentum, age, and the orbital angular momentum, orbital period, and the total mass. When the for increasing age, orbital angular momentum decreases, period decreases, and one total minute. Mass decreases. Some said these are also shown on the diagrams. You see the different subgroups form strong correlations with age. By the way, these correlations are not the tracks probably for evolution of the total mass, the orbital angular momentum, and the orbital period. If you consider, for example, these unevolved detached binaries and the evolved active binaries, they have comparable masses. So those systems may evolve towards this way. But when we look at the second diagram, period against the kinematical age, if the systems evolve to here, so the orbital period should increase, as we see in the y-axis. So, this is in fact as expected from the theory. The conclusion page was left.
10 seconds.
Yeah, it is okay. Yeah, here is the conclusion. Thank you for listening.